Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host. Tonight, we'll be doing using the pendulum chart to ask past, present, future questions, relationship, twin flames. I can do some energy clearing, whatever you'd like me to do. I'd be happy to help you to assist you. First, we'll start with the first caller from the 901 area. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. My name is Anna, and I would like to know if Jarvis and I are twin flames.
If you'd like to know, I'm sorry, who was?
I would like to know if my current friend and I are twin flames.
What's his name?
Jarvis.
Okay. It's just mine to do. I'm checking the pendulum for you.
Thank you.
Saying it is mine to do. Is this the right time to ask this question?
Okay.
Is saying it is the time. Then my question is this person her twin flame? And that is a 60% yes. Definite yes.
Things are going kind of slow. Do you see it picking up there in the relationship?
Do I see it picking up?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Would you like to know when?
Yes, that would be exciting.
Okay. Well, I told a friend that she'd get back with her boyfriend in 3 days, and she did.
Okay, yeah, I believe it.
But then they broke up again.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I kind of knew what happened.
Okay.
I didn't want to tell her that, but I knew that was going to happen.
You knew it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You got 4 days.
4 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Adrian.
Let me go ahead and lock that into place for you.
Okay, please.
Lock that baby into place. I'm up 90%.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
All right.
Locked in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
God bless. Bye. Let's go to the next caller from the 337 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you tonight?
What I wanted to know was, because I call you once, maybe twice, kind of for the similar thing, but what I wanted to know was for my twin flame, he's been experiencing a lot of, just difficulty in just trying to get his business going the way it needs to go. And I just wanted to know if maybe you can tell me if he has some blockages maybe that needed to be cleared.
Sure. Is it not taking off or something?
Well, it starts and stops, starts and stops, starts and stops.
Up and down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he's not getting a very strong signal. The way I like to look at it, it's like troubleshooting. Does he need to troubleshoot? And it's saying, yes, he does. Is there any blockages that are in the way? It's saying, yes, there is. okay, do we need to go to the master chart and find out what it is? Yes, we do. Okay, so we need to go to the master chart. Okay. Am I the one to do this? It's the first question. Yes. Can this be done? Yes. Is this the time? Yes, it is. Okay. Rock and roll. Let's find out who it is.
Okay.
Reveal to me the chart that we need to start with. The system of the body chart, 27, okay. System of the body. What's his name?
Marvin.
Marvin, okay. Okay, Marvin, show us what is blocking you to create success for yourself. What's creating this obstacle? This is psychological. Psychological and aura. Would color therapy be good for this? Yes. Children? Yes. Okay. All right, so we need to go to the chakra balancing chart and light color therapy. Okay, what colors does it need for success? Green, indigo, purple, and violet. Okay, what percentage is that at now? 20%, okay, bring it up to 80, and lock it into place. Bounce it out, ground it out, and bring success to him now. Put up a 100% firewall from anything that's blocking him, and clear out all the negative energy from his chakras. And we program these colors in his chakras that will create success and abundance for him to get rid of all these blockages that are in the way and all these influences. We banished it now. Lock it into play.
Okay.
Creating the firewall. Okay, there you go. It is done.
Okay. Thank you so much. He's just been going through a lot because he's been meeting with investors and, you know, to secure some business deals, and it's just they say one thing and then do another. Then his vehicle was stolen on the day we had that Star David alignment, and I was like, wow. I didn't know what to say at that point. I was like, well, yeah. I just don't know. Can you look into that and just
energy wave?
Yeah. Went to bed, woke up in the vehicle stolen.
It's interesting because when I was checking the charts, the pendulum kept going to magnetic energy wave.
Mhm.
So that means that he was affected by the planet.
Oh, he was. I figured it was.
And the energy. Yeah.
Do you see things changing for him in his favor?
Well, now that I've did the clearing, it should change. What percentage will this change? So it'll change in his favor at 90%.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So you're going to see a huge change.
Okay. Well, good deal. Thank you so much. It looks like you always have the answers, and you do it so quickly.
Well, that's why I have the charts, you know, and I learned these charts from a shaman that teaches people on Orenum.com. That's where I started, and that I've learned from him, and I studied, you know, that kind of training, you know, with Jill Tran and the body chemistry and, you know, all that stuff, DNA, you know, healing.
Okay. Now, can I ask a question about myself?
Sure.
Okay. I want to kind of get into some traveling and whatnot. It's just that a lot of things have been popping up, and I just haven't, like, really focused on the traveling. Do you see that coming up for me?
Okay. Is traveling coming up in her cards? She's saying most definitely yes.
Oh, wow. It doesn't show you what time span, right?
Let me find out. What are you looking at? Are you looking at months or days or years?
Just soon. Just soon.
Okay. So how soon are you looking?
Maybe something around maybe October, November.
Well, it's saying in 1 month, so I'm thinking next month.
Okay.
It's saying either a month or two, is that correct?
Okay, yeah, because
so
right now I'm
not,
all to my yeah.
If it's not next month, it'll be the next month after.
Right. Okay.
So,
and you see, the reason why I think I'm so preoccupied about making sure my twin flame is okay, because when he's not okay, because I'm the one who's holding down the energy, it's kind of like energetically, it forces me to, because I sense what's going on, and I have to go into a lot of meditation. I did what you said
mm-hmm.
last time. I burned the road opener candle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that to clear
that
the energy
works.
As much as I can. It does. It's worked for me, but on his end, I guess, because maybe we're, you know, he's on one coast and I'm in the south. Because we're at a, you know, we're at a distance. It's almost, it's kind of like we can do what we can, but because we're so far apart, it's kind of difficult to kind of pinpoint exactly what's going on when it's going on. It's like for me, I wake up and my energy has shifted like night and day. Like I can go to bed calm and I wake up, it feels like my solar plexus is just catching flips. And when that happens, that's why I know something is going on with him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what you need to do is get a black and white candle.
Mm-hmm.
And ask to do a reversal to send back all the negative energy that is holding him back.
Okay.
And first we need to get his permission. Let's see if we can do this.
Now, let me ask you this right before you start. I have crystals and I have black tourmaline. Is that strong enough, or do I still need to go ahead and get the candle, the black candle?
Okay, so he's given us permission with the candles. Let's see if that'll work, what you're telling me. Actually, that would work better. That's at 60%. The candles were at 50.
The crystals?
Yeah, use the crystals.
Okay. Now, how?
That's
do you recommend me using it? Because what I've been doing is, like, when I go to bed, I pin the crystals to my nightgown, and I kind of sleep with them. And when I'm up and I'm meditating, I hold them in my hand.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see if that would work. If that's a good approach.
Okay.
Is this a good approach for her? still showing 60.
Okay.
So I guess that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good approach.
Okay. Okay. Now, once we, because I know we're gonna, we're supposed to be going on vacation soon. So, what I'm interested is in when we start like seeing each other more, will this energy, that negative energy that's surrounding, will that start to decrease?
What'd you say?
Because we're twin flames, and I know a lot of times, like whenever the two energies come together, it's mainly to balance each other out. Now, when we get together, because we're supposed to be going on vacation soon, now when we get together, will I notice a decrease in that negative energy that's around him?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
You'll notice it big time, because you'll notice it in yourself.
Right, right.
Because he's a mere reflection of yourself.
Right, right. Because for the past few days, I've been very calm, but I've been, you know, just continuing with my meditations and whatnot. But then there's some days where it's really, really spiked. And when that happens, I know it's not my energy, it's his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, all right.
You'll see a huge change.
Okay. All right, well, I thank you so much for your time. You've been magnificent as usual.
You're welcome. Let me pull a card for you before you leave.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a message in the Oracle. Okay, so you got the card of choice. And it's telling you to choose wisely. You got a lot of options here. And I don't know if this has something to do with a decision that you're making, but you have, like, choose wisely, like, follow the sign. There's, like, different hands. These hands are, like, saying different things, like sign language.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them means peace. The other one means freedom, and the other one means hard times, and the other one is a passive. The hard time one is the rock, and then the other one is laughter and joy. The other one is travel. So you got different choices. You're going to be confronted with different choices, and it's telling you to choose wisely and follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So yeah, you got a lot of options there. Many doorways are open.
Yeah, I wonder, because I don't know, I just feel change is coming, but because I've been meditating and just focusing on a positive, usually when my energy would shift so much, it would make me anxious because I didn't know what to expect. Now I'm just open and I just let it flow. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, now I'm concerned because of the card of choice. I'm just wondering, because I know I want to travel. I'm just wondering if this is going to mean like some type of opportunity. Because I think I had a reading done, now that you mentioned it. I had a reading done, and I remember writing it down, and they said that an opportunity is going to come. That might mean what that choice is.
That could be it. Want me to check and see if that's it?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to see, like, more in depth
it?
What it is, so that way when it happens, I can pinpoint it exactly.
That's what it is.
50%. It's like, okay. Now, can you ask, are you consulting the pendulum for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you find out if it's some, because with my twin flame, he has his own business, and a couple of months back when everything was good, he was talking about me managing him and kind of helping him to get his everything in order, because with the connection we have, it seems like I'm the only one who he can trust. I have a funny feeling that things are going to start turning around for him, and I'm going to be faced with a choice. So is this the choice?
Is this true? Or what percentage is this true? 60%, so that is a definite yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have to choose wisely.
You have to choose wisely. All righty. Yep.
All right. When the time comes, I'll call you back and just kind of get some insight.
Wonderful. Well, I hope the best for you on your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been a blessing.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you too. Good night.
Good night. Let's go to the next caller from the 718 area. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello. How can I help you?
I was just wondering for a general reading.
A general?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say general, what do you want to start with?
What impressions you're getting, what are you picking up?
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll ask, is the master chart the best chart to start with? Saying yes, okay. Is this mine to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is this the right timing to ask? Yes, okay. Reveal to me the best chart to start with. Light color therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, it's saying you need light color therapy.
Awesome.
All right. Have you had your chakras looked at before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And what did you find out?
They need to work on my third eye.
Your third eye?
Mm-hmm.
That true? Yeah, that's true. What are colors for his third eye in regards to this healing that he needs? Okay, blue, pink, yellow, and red. Okay. Show to me what chakras are out of.
I kind of feel which one.
Looks like we lost that caller there. I got disconnected. Let's go back. Let's go to another caller from the, looks like he just got in. 231, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
How can I help you? I just got disconnected.
Hi.
I'm back here.
Yeah, caught me off guard. I call in a lot, but I don't usually get chosen. I'm kind of excited.
Oh, okay. And what? Where are you from?
Michigan, and my name is Pia.
Okay, Pia, how can I help you tonight?
Just wondering, you know, if I didn't know if you were doing any readings or giving, letting others know if there's any messages that are, you know, out there for us from the spirit world or
from the spirit world. Who would you like to contact from the spirit world?
My father.
Okay, so first we need to find out if this is mine to do. Is this mine to do?
Pardon?
I'm checking the charts now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is saying it is mine to do, and is this person wanting to speak with me at this time?
That he does?
It's saying he does.
Okay.
He doesn't want to come to. What's his first name?
My first name is Tia.
No, his first name.
Russell? Russ?
Russell?
Yeah, Russ.
And how did he die?
Cancer.
Okay, Russell, would you like to speak with us? He's saying yes, you'd like to come through. And the pendulum is going towards the question mark. So he wants you to ask a question, apparently.
He wants me to ask a question. I know that he's been around. I'd like to know if he can let me know when he's around me, or if he has any advice for the family situation that's going on right now.
Do you have any advice for family problems? He's saying yes. What would you like to say? He's saying, hold on to what you have and run.
That sounds like something he'd say because of his sense of humor, but I don't know what he means.
Well, what do you mean by that? Hold on to what they have and run. He's saying, don't let anybody take anything from you.
Okay, that makes sense. There's been a lot of that going on.
Does this have to do with money?
Yes.
He's saying yes. So that's a yes. Is there anybody in your family by the name of John?
John?
Mm-hmm.
Not an immediate family, no.
He's saying he's with somebody by the name of John.
That could be his dad, my grandpa, William John Lynn.
Is that them? He's saying yes. That's them. He wants you to stay out of the drama.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I've just recently, the last 2 weeks, have done, just cut off all contact. I didn't know if I was doing the right thing for the right reasons or, you know, for my health reasons, I know too.
He's saying your health hasn't been too good.
Not at all.
Have you had any kind of heart problems?
Not that I'm aware of, but
I want you to be careful with your heart.
Okay.
What about breathing or sleeping problems?
Sleeping completely. I don't sleep. I sleep maybe 2 hours a night, if that.
Yeah, you're saying that you have a lot of sleeping problems. And I want you to be careful with your breathing. Do you have any plants in your room?
No.
Get some oxygen. And I want you to get sunlight and oxygen.
Okay.
Plenty of sleep. He's saying, check on the kids, check on the children. I wonder why he's saying that.
Because there's issues right now between me and my children, yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Well, you know, I've had cancer the last 2 years, and due to that I've lost my job, my home, and just pretty much everything, and so the last 2 years when I've been sick, and then it kind of grew apart. My ex-husband's not helping the situation. He's encouraging the pulling away and the disrespect and the disregard that they're having for me at the time. And it's been real hard, real hard. That's basically why I don't sleep or eat or really nothing. My health is getting worse, and the stress is just, maybe that's where he's seeing the heart. My heart hurts so bad that maybe that's where he's getting that from.
Yeah, that's where he's getting it from. He said that there's, are you looking for a job?
Yeah, I'm starting completely over. I mean, I basically have nothing right now, and so I mean, that's negative and positive. I'm either looking for a job or I'm going to go back to school, and one of the two. I haven't had much luck, I think. I'd be. He says what?
He's saying there is a job coming, and he wants you to be patient. He's saying don't worry about the children. They'll be fine. He says when you worry, it makes him worry.
I worry all the time. Right now, I'm not in a good way, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, financially. I'm not doing very well at all.
Maybe you need a realignment, let me see. Yeah, you do. It's really low, like at 20%. You need a realignment.
I'm trying. I was lucky enough to have him come through back in December, and back then he told me that I've given up and to get back up and to keep fighting, and I'm trying so hard, and I'm it seems like I'm 2 steps forward and 10 back.
Mm-hmm. Instead of going like 2 steps forward, you go like 12 back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in every aspect of my life. I mean, not just one, it's in every single aspect.
And how many times does bad things happen to you if you were to scale it from 1 to 100?
95. I know it's a lot of my own negative energy around me. I know, you know.
Let me bring a signal for you. Hold on. It's just mine to do. Yeah. Let's bring it down to 30%. Lock it into place.
I'm basically feeling like I'm.
That for you.
Thank you. I feel like I'm just a shell of a person, and there's nothing inside of me anymore. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. I just changed your luck from bad luck to 95 up to 100%. So I just programmed that in your chakra. And I locked it in for you. You just need more protection. You know, you just been under a lot of... He says you've been under a lot of attacks lately by family. They're feeding off your energy.
Yeah.
And then, you become the victim of the circumstances.
And I know that my mind... Yeah, it's been tough. The cancer's been hard on me, and I feel like life as I knew it is gone, and I don't know what kind of life is left for me or where to begin to build something new.
Mhm. Well, he says there's a light at the end of the tunnel for you.
Pardon me? There's a lot of what?
He says there's a lot of light at the end of your tunnel. He says you're just going through trials right now. What kind of trials? I'm asking him. Experience. Okay. I couldn't understand what he was saying by that when he was spelling it out. He says you're going through some bad experiences. Those are your trials. Mostly with you with family. Is there anything you can do to help? He says no. Are you in a good dimension? Yes. Okay. Do you like our energy? Do you like my energy? Yeah, he likes me.
He's very eclectic. I miss him so much.
Is there a message you have for
him? His birthday was 2 days ago. Tell him I thought about him the whole day, please.
So thank you. He has a message for you. It's just mine to tell.
He has a message for me?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking if it's mine to tell. It says no. So this message will come in synchronicity. Is that true? Yeah. Okay. So listen to synchronicity. Listen to messages. Listen to your dreams.
Okay.
Is your energy always around her? Saying yes. His energy is always around you. So he's present with you. Because you think about him a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Not a day. There's not a minute in a day, I don't think. I mean.
Mhm. Almost like he's there, you know, like when you talk to him, you talk to me, you know.
Yeah, I've cussed him out quite a bit lately, and I tell him I'm sorry for that.
Mhm. He hears you. Because you allow yourself to be open to for his energy to come through, and it's just you're damaged right now. Your aura is damaged. Your energy is damaged. Your thinking is about 10%. Your mental strength is really weak. You need to start building up your mental strength.
I'm really last week or so been trying to focus on that because I don't know, I feel like it's a thread and I don't know when it's going to break and I don't know what will happen to me when it does, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like my grandmother, she went through a mental breakdown when she had her kid. And that was because of what she went through in her childhood. But a lot of it, you know, goes back to our childhood, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes deeper, sometimes it can go even further into past lives. A lot of our corrections, you know.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. My children are 13 and 17. I've never been without them, and it's just killing me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to, I knew that I had to back off for their good and try to, you know, stop harming them emotionally.
Yes. I'm going to give you a realignment to help you out. This is mine to do. Yes, okay.
I've just been kind of, my mindset is I just don't care what happens to me anymore, you know, and I should. I didn't fight stage 3 cancer and still here for, there's a reason why, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know
I
need to.
Well, you have every reason to feel the way you do, you know.
I'm here for something. I cling to that because it keeps me going, because I know that there is a reason. And when it's time, I'll know, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to get, I go minute by minute every day just to get through a day.
Every day is a challenge.
Yeah, it's like I'm angry when I wake up that I woke up, you know. It's like I'm still here, and I shouldn't have that mindset, because there's so many people that have been through what I've been through and not made it, and I have. And I should be grateful for that, and instead I'm angry at it.
You're a lot stronger than you think you are. Because like you said it yourself, a lot of people wouldn't go through what you did. So you are stronger than you think you are. So if anybody tells you that you're weak, you're not. You know?
That's the nicest thing that right now with the family around me, that they would say, that would be the nicest word.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've just, you know, cut off all contact with you know, everyone. But I'm so internally now and lonely and just isolating. And I don't think that's good either. It's like everything I've cared about is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm just trying to hang on to finding something to care about so that I can live and not exist. I don't want to just exist, you know?
Well, you have to find what makes you happy.
Does he have anything else for me?
He wants, I guess he wants you to he wants you to just look out for yourself more and do the things that do make you happy, and not, you know, just give it up to God. He doesn't want you to put all these burdens on yourself. Um, He's trying to help you as much as he can, but he has a lot of baggage that he's still working on.
Yeah, I know. I know. When he passed, it was part of me inside. A side of me went away too.
Mhm. He's saying you have a lot of sadness and grief, or he has a lot of sadness and grief for you. He says he wants you to forgive yourself and others. Once you learn to forgive and let go of things, then you'll see life will get better for you. What percent will that take care of your life? 80%? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, forgiving myself, I don't know if I've ever been able to do that. That's why I carry so much inside me.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure, I know he knows that.
Yeah, he does. And that's why he wanted the pendulum to go to that. He wants you to expand your belief system a little bit.
He wants me to what?
Expand your belief system a little bit.
Okay. As in faith?
Well, he wants you to know the reason why you're here. I mean, everyone has faith, but he wants you to change your programming a little bit to kind of alter everything else, your perception on life.
Okay.
It's just because you've been too hard on yourself. And to do that, you need to learn more about the reason why you're here.
Yeah.
You know, what is your whole commitment that you made? What was his religious beliefs? You don't mind me asking.
He was an atheist. I mean, I don't know if that was full-heartedly an atheist, but he towards the end before he passed. I mean, I tried hard because I have a strong faith. You know, I don't have a certain religion, but a very strong faith. And he did get saved, but he had a pretty hard life too, and he lost his faith there for many years, and I'd like to know that. I mean, I know that he was saved and stuff, and I know that he, you know, finally did believe, but I didn't know my whole life growing up until the last, like, 3 months before he passed. It was just bothering me and on my mind so much, and so I just came out and asked him, do you believe in God? And he said no, and that just broke my heart so much inside. And so I tried to work on that with, you know, he's very, very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
and
I can see that. Capricorn?
Yeah, August 4th.
I can see why. Capricorns are really stubborn and set their ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very, very much so. I mean, and that was, there was no budging, and I get that, a lot of that from him, and I know that's where a lot of my inability to forgive comes in, because I do get so stubborn, and I want or expect something from the other person that just not going to happen, and I need to realize that, and then the forgiveness will come in, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting from my cards is saying if you change your perception and expand your belief system. It says this will bring you material and spiritual prosperity. It's also saying it will bring you partnership and alliance, which means cooperation. And then it's bringing up the universe. It means you need to connect more with yourself, your higher self, and the universe and God. And it's also saying that right now you feel like you're trapped in fear, like you can't do anything. It's like you're locked up inside. You're isolated.
I'm there very much. And it's not a good place to be. I'm in a dark place.
It's not a healthy place to be, no.
No.
So I'm going to do some corrections to you. And then maybe it will help him so that he can cross over. Because once he knows you're fine, then he'll cross over. But right now he's not going to cross until he knows you're okay.
He hasn't crossed over all the way yet?
No.
Okay.
And I hate to put a burden on you, but you're part of the reason why he hasn't. But we're going to change that tonight, so don't worry. So we need completion. Moving past fears and doubts. Patience and present in God. Letting go of the past. And the willingness to change. So that's on your free will. So let's go ahead and bring that up to 100% and lock that into place. There we go.
Tell him I'm going to be okay. I'll be all right. I will get through. And because I have his stubbornness, you know, I'm fighting this long. I'm not going to give up now.
He says, you know, he knows you're strong. You've made it this far. Right now, you're trapped in your fears. And you lack faith. You need to bring up your faith. You need to know your purpose and direction in order to build your faith. Okay, that makes sense. This will bring your inner power and your drive to win. Interesting. So it's a win-win kind of situation. And forgiveness in yourself. Okay.
I'm writing this down as you're talking here too.
Walk it into place.
Tell him I said thank you and that I love him, okay?
Protection. He says he loves you and he wishes the best for you. But he wants you to be happy. That's his whole mission, you know? It's your happiness.
I would just be happy. I don't know about anything about happiness, but I would just be okay with being content. Content would be fine, you know? I could just even reach that.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask you, what motivates you to happiness, to the path of happiness? What motivates you?
I have a very negative, my beliefs are, I don't really believe in happiness. I believe in happy moments, but I don't think I've ever experienced true happiness.
Okay, so that's where I was telling you about the expanding your beliefs. See, that's what's blocking you. is you have to believe in some type of happiness in order to be happy. That's where you're trapping yourself. That makes sense. Okay. So that's the reason why I asked that question. Is this the reason?
Yeah, that's
the reason.
Does he have any messages for my sister at all, or?
For your sister?
Yeah.
You don't like your sister.
No. She hasn't been very kind to me in the last eight years.
He called her a bitch.
She is. She's done a lot of mean and cruel things to me, and I'm always there when she needs me. And then as soon as it goes wrong, it's always I'm the blame, and she's been an integral part with this rift between the kids and myself, and she's just not a very good person anymore. I don't know. She's got her own issues too, which I worry about, but yeah, she's not a very good person.
She don't have good intentions.
No. I finally had to learn that again, that she will use me when she needs me, and then as soon as I walk out the door, she's sharpening the blade, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've given her so many chances because I just didn't want to believe that that's really her. She never used to be that way, and I don't know what's happened, but I think her issues that and her guilt from what she's done in the past is what's consuming her at this point.
Yeah.
But it's I want her to be okay,
Yeah, it's her own karma.
I'm a firm believer in karma, and I'm afraid when that karma comes back to her, I don't know if she's going to be strong enough to handle it.
No, I'm afraid not.
And I know that I shouldn't worry about it, right now, and try to focus on what I need to do for myself, but I still love her. I want the best for her. I just don't like her.
Did she go through any kind of abuse?
Yes. She's going through a lot of abuse right now.
So it's bringing up sexual abuse.
Not that I know of. She's going through some physical abuse in her current marriage.
Well, it's shown sexual and physical. It's also showing energy blocks in her physical body.
Yeah, she's completely shut down. I think that she's, I don't even know who she is anymore. I really don't. I worry for her, and I love her, her kids. I want them to be safe and healthy and happy,
uh-huh.
And she's not. She's in a bad place, but I try to help, and when I do, it's more damaging to me, so I can't. I can't get close to that anymore.
Well, you're not in the right state of mind.
No, and and when I try, it, in her mind, it's that I'm not trying to help, I'm trying to hurt, which is not true at all. My intentions are always good. I think she thinks that of others because that's how, she is what I think, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know, throughout my cancer, and I was stage 3, and I went through a lot, and then I never got a phone call or anything, you know, from her. You know, and I, the last time I talked to her, she just told me, well, you've had cancer, get over it, you know, and it's like, gosh, you know, and it just breaks my heart that that's what she has become inside.
Yeah.
Like we used to be close. We were 3 years apart. We used to be close, but she's done some pretty horrible, horrible things.
Yeah, she has. Because she's a horrible person.
She is. And I just don't know if she always was or if it's just now where she's just not strong enough to hide it anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, she was always that way. She just used to put up smoke screens.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And yeah, a lot she's of done a lot.
Surface.
She's done a lot of damage in my life. A lot. Caused a lot of heartache and things that didn't need it to be for no reason, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is like he was, like your father was saying, is to forgive her.
Yeah, and you know, if she, you know, if she calls me at any moment, I'm always there, and I always will be, you know? And I just hope that she gets the help that she needs to deal with what's going on inside of her to make her react like this to others and to have her actions. They're just cruel. They're, I mean, almost to the point of being inhuman. And I,
well, how do you know? How do you know she's not attached by something?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't, you know, I really don't.
She could be possessed, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her, but she totally, I'm waiting for, like you said, the breakdown. She's, it's going to happen. She can't keep going the way she's going. And
can't continue.
No, she can't. She can't. She's in this abusive marriage, and I mean physical abuse really bad, and
mm-hmm.
she needs to be strong enough to get away from that, but she needs to accept, you know, she needs to accept her, or at least realize, come to terms with things that she has done and the choices that she's made to get to this point. I think is going to be a start for her, but I don't think it's ever going to happen for her.
Well, you ever heard of the term that I was told that when the soul leaves the body, it departs from yourself, and what happens, you've done so much soul damage that it departs from your body and it stands beside you, and then that's when the entity moves in. And
wow.
Yeah, that's what's happened to her. There's a detachment.
Oh, gosh, I don't want... You know, I want her to be okay, but there's nothing...
There's a lot of...
I mean, when I try and we get close, it does. It's just so damaging to me in my physical and emotional and spiritual. I mean, you know, it's horrible, the things that she's done and said to me and to others and you know, lies and just hurt and defeat, and it's just awful. It's awful, and I have to just detach. I can't keep subjecting myself to that type of abuse and to the trying to pick up the pieces afterwards. I can't do it anymore.
From that kind of energy, she's kind of toxic to you.
She's very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, very. very, very much so.
Wow.
And I
think
it all started.
Yeah, I can see why that's happy section.
Pardon?
I think that's why your father told you to wear protection or something, or protect yourself from the toxic energy, you know?
Yeah, all I know how to do at this point is just I don't have any contact with my family members, my immediate family members anymore for been about 2 weeks, and you know, I'm getting slowly feeling a little better each day, but it's not supposed to be like this. You're not supposed to be, you know, away from your family, and we should all be supporting and helping each other, and it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know what happened. It's like everybody's out for themselves, and it's like that's not the way. I've never been that, ever been that way, and I refuse to get to that point, so I have to just get away. I don't want to become
mm-hmm.
them. I love them, but I don't want to be around them. And I guess, you know, I've had some eye-opening experiences this last 6 months since my dad passed. I mean, right after he passed, everything just, with all of us, just, I removed myself from the situation then. I would not get involved in it. I stayed right out of everything. And I was sick,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through chemo at the time. And you know, just trying to deal with that and losing my dad was way too much. And so because I didn't participate in all that drama and greed and everything else that the rest of them did, you know, that makes me more of a bad person to them, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. They can think that. That's fine, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know in my heart, and I know my dad knows.
Yes, he does. Is there anything else you want to ask your dad?
No, and I tell him that you know we're all going to be okay, and not to worry about us, and that you know I love him and miss him more than anything, and that I got to go on a Harley ride a week ago. He'll like that.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't there for that. He told me.
Yeah, I went on a ride, Harley ride. It was really nice.
Mhm.
That's something I enjoy, and that's the first thing I've done in months.
Wow. Is there anything you want to tell her? He's saying no. He's saying this is it.
Right. Tell him that I love him, and I'm going to keep talking to him every day and getting stronger every day and not to worry so much.
He said he's still not well, but he has more life and energy than he's ever felt in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
And he must have been 7 when I talked to him back in December, because he said he was doing really well. But he was probably telling me that for my own good.
Yes, he was. He always looks out for your best interests.
I know he does. I know he does.
Mm-hmm.
I know that between he's got, you know, 6 kids, and I know, and that everyone else does too, that me and him have had a connection more so than the rest have had.
Well, I'm glad you kept that connection, because a lot of people don't. They have too much pain.
Just tell him to
breathe. You're very strong.
Pardon?
I say you're a very strong person.
Well, it don't feel like it anymore. I mean, I used to think so, and I've just been. I guess I just gotta, like you said, get. And I know you're right, and he's right about my inner self and my inner soul, and I need to start thinking of myself a little more, and try to take care of me and not everyone else sometimes.
Can I get some clothes for you? That may help.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And just
tell them
to please be well and that I love them and not to worry that, you know, I'll get through this. I have to because, yeah, there's no other way. It's all I know. Keep on fighting, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I thank you very much. I was really feeling really not in a good way tonight. I'm really happy that, I mean, as soon as I called, you picked up right away, and I was just in shock.
I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Tell him that it meant a lot, especially tonight. I really needed him tonight.
Yes, he's happy to hear from you, to hear your voice.
I wish it was a little more happier for him, but this is all I got right now.
All he knows, you're in pain, and he's still not 100% better, and he's still kind of going through his own thing. And
yeah.
And, he doesn't want to cause more burden on you. I think that's the whole thing.
Tell him just please work to not worry and get himself in a good place. He needs to be in a good place. He deserves to be in a good place.
He says he's working on it.
Tell him I'm going to work real hard on what I need to do here, and we'll talk again. We'll meet again here short in a couple of months. Hopefully things will be better.
I'm sure they will.
I've been trying to talk to him for 3 days. I was getting a little discouraged. I just needed to talk to him so bad.
Well, he's always been with you, or his energy has always been around you, and he can hear you, and he understands what you're going through, and he's going through the same, not the same, but just in different circumstances, you know, and dealing with the cancer wasn't easy, not exactly where he wants to be, but he's there. He's getting there.
Okay, tell him that I will get well if he gets to where he needs to be. And that will make me want to fight harder, you know?
That's what he wants. He wants you to fight harder.
I gave up for a long time and just kind of, well, like I said, was angry that I woke up every day, and the last few days, something happened where in my mind I know, and in my heart I know that I'm here and there's a reason, so I know there's something good that I can do, or something good can come of everything, and I'm not going to give up. But tell him just to please work on himself, not to worry about me so much. If you will.
Well, he's saying never give up.
Well, I haven't yet. I don't. His stubbornness carries through.
He says Capricorns never give up. Capricorns are strong. They're not giver uppers.
No, he is the most everyone is always that knows me or even you know that knows him and me, they say that he is the most stubborn person they have ever met, but I'm probably the close second is what they say. In fighters, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know where I heard that from? I heard that from a movie and she said, "Don't give
really?
Up Capricorn fighters." Yeah.
I want to thank you very much, and just tell them to be okay, not to worry, and that I love them, and I'm not going to give up.
He says, "Okay, he'll kick your ass if you do."
That's the same thing he told me last time I talked to him. That he's going to kick my ass.
That's what he told me.
Oh, that's funny. Oh
well,
yeah, God, I miss him. I really miss him.
If he misses you.
God. All right, well, I really thank you for being there for me tonight and for my dad. And you did a lot, and I don't know if you know fully how much you did for me, but this call really cleared up a lot and really gave me the more inspiration to do harder, fight harder and do better and try harder.
Yeah. He's telling me
really,
that I'm not very, very motivated in the energy, but when my energy, when I pull in too much energy, it makes me tired.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling him.
I talk to him all the time, or I'm either talking to him or I'm cussing him out. I hope that, I mean, I know that he hears me. I hope that that's not draining, you know, we're making him worry so much, but I need to talk to him a lot.
Well, kind of like you're the one that gives him all his anxiety.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want you to take it the wrong way.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I know my dad, and I understand that completely because he can't. When things would get rough around us kids, or you know, rifts or whatever, he would jump on his Harley and go. You know.
Yeah.
And so I completely understand by what he's saying there, and I agree, and I apologize. Tell him I'm sorry if I've given him too much.
He says he knows. He wants you to, you know, he wants you to tell him everything that, things that you wanted to tell him, you know, that, like, it's kind of like when you cross over, you get that tingling feeling of, you know, you want people to tell you things that normally you wouldn't say, or things that
okay.
They want to hear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like a
yes.
Spirit that I do that.
Can you ask him if he's referring to the last year of our relationship? Is that?
What did you say?
Can you ask him if he means to talk to him about how I feel about possibly the last year of his and I relationship that we had before he passed?
Yes. But he doesn't want you to tell, he doesn't want you to tell him in front of me.
No, I won't. No, absolutely not. I just don't.
Personally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to upset him, you know. Capricorns get upset easy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Quick-tempered, and they're for from my dad is what he perceives is what he believes, and that's the best sentence for him. If he perceives it, then he believes it, even if that's not really what's happening. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Can't tell him any different either, but you can't tell him that. You can always tell a sin, but you can't tell him much.
Like I always tell people, there's always some kind of crazy fool out there. And I'm one of them.
He had a hat that said that, because we're Finlanders and stubborn, and he used to have a cap that he wore with that saying on it, and I always remember that all the time I think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes to have fun. He's a fun person.
He is. He's very quick-witted. I miss that with him. Nobody else in their family seemed to get our sense of humor. Our sense of humors were so in sync that...
He knew when to have fun and when to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Did he like to drink?
Not the last, 16 years, but before that, yeah. He became an alcoholic over in Nam.
Oh. So I see a beer bottle in his hand. I don't know why.
Yeah, I hope not. I doubt it, because he's too stubborn he was a pretty serious alcoholic, and he just, this is his stubbornness, he just decided he was done and never, he just put it down and never picked it up again, and there's not a lot of people that can do that.
Well, maybe
same
I'm looking
with,
at his...
You're probably seeing me. I have a beer right now.
Oh, I have a beer.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm drinking a Bud Light. I don't drink very many of them, but some nights I do try and help me sleep. And tonight,
oh.
I just not in a good place tonight, so I figured maybe a beer or two would calm me down,
yeah.
But it wasn't working, and then calling your show, I got on the website, and I seen that you were on, and I thought, well, I'll call, and I don't usually get in, and you picked me up, right 2 seconds, so I thought, oh, gosh, then I knew that...
That's no coincidence.
I was hoping he was going to be there. Yeah, I was hoping he was going to want to talk to me.
Yeah, he was there. He's telling me, yeah. I'm checking the chart right now. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's why he talks to you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, he's not a man of many words at all. But you know what he means when he says it.
My friend that I used to hang out here, so he said to me, yep. He's always telling me that. I'm like, that's a two-sentence word, yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's my dad all the way.
Oh, boy. He likes to have fun. He knows when to.
Yeah.
Well.
I miss talking to him, but just tell him that to please just not worry so much, and I'll try not to lean so much on him, and I'll try to lean more on my own strength and inner self, and that's my goals, and I want him to
Hello. Are you still there? Well, looks like we lost that caller. Let's go to the next one from the 413. You're on the air.
Hey there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, what is your name? Because I don't know what to call you.
My name is Adrian. And what's your name?
My name is Corrine.
Nice to meet you, and
put you on tonight?
My mom died, Adrian, like 5 years ago, and I've been trying to contact her. And maybe you could, you know.
All right, let's ask the church if I'm the one to do it. Am I the one to do this? Not really, no, but... Okay. Can we connect with her, though? Saying we can connect with her, but she's saying she don't really want to.
Right.
Something about me she don't like. Is it the perfume? I mean, is it the cologne? She don't like the cologne.
Really?
Yeah, I'm wearing a cologne that she don't like. Okay. That's kind of weird.
Is it patchouli?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep, it's what it is.
So you can't get anything from her.
Let's see. She said you can ask questions, but
okay. Well, Adrian, me and I know this is a really
for me.
What's that?
She doesn't want to channel directly through me, but you can ask questions.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Adrian. Me and her came up with one simple sentence that she would, you know, say to me if she could from the other side. And I have not been able to get it from anyone. And I know this is like a far-out thing to ask, but maybe...
It takes a lot of energy out of you when you use somebody else's body.
I know.
That's the problem.
Right.
What do you want to ask her?
What the message was. Does she remember the message?
Okay. Okay, hold on. She's stopping me from doing this. Would you stop that? She's playing with my pendulum. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. Let me fix this here. Stop playing with my pendulum now. Thank you. Are you ready to talk now? Yeah, she's ready.
Okay.
What do you want to ask her?
Does she remember the message we agreed on that she would give me from the other side if she could?
Do you know what she's talking about? Yes. She acknowledges it. She said yes.
Okay. Can
she
remembers. Would she give it to you?
Maybe. That's what she just said. She says, what is it worth to me? Or what do I get out of it? That's what she's saying.
Well, I will tell a million people about it if I get that message. That's one thing.
She doesn't want it out.
Okay. Can you ask
her
age? What's that?
What's her sign?
Sagittarius.
Oh, that explains it. Okay. That's
yeah,
why
right?
She's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's like that.
Yeah.
You know, like me digging shit.
Yeah, they seem to be like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's personal.
Can you ask her, like, something like that would be, like, proof that she lives on the other side that we would know, that us kids would know?
You're what?
What?
She's saying you're what?
Proof. Proof, like something that she could say to you that we would
proof?
Know was her.
She says, I have no proof. She said, you know it's me.
How do I know it's you, Mom?
She said, you feel me, dear?
No.
She says I'm standing behind you.
Okay, no, you know, Adrian, I'm like so... No, I don't pick these things up very easily, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're not energy sensitive.
No, I don't seem to be.
Uh-huh.
Can
do you,
you
feel
her?
Any kind of dizziness or heavy feelings upon you? Or lightheaded? That's her when she comes around, when you feel lightheaded or dizzy or certain feelings that you get, your body gets. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Okay. I can't say that I do, but then... Like I said, I seem to be out of it when it comes to picking up this kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask her if she's with her brother?
Are you with your brother? Yes, she's saying she is.
And what's his name?
What's his name? Can you tell me? You say, no, no. She don't like me.
No?
Don't tell me anything. Come
well,
on. Nope. Not giving me out any information. I'm sorry. I thought we could do this. I mean, the chart says we could, but...
Well, that's okay.
Not telling me anything. Like, normally I pick up on names. Like, I picked up on this lady's, her mother, and told her that she had a child, a boy. And she said, no, she said she didn't have a boy. And I said, well, you better find out from your family lineage. And she found out she had a boy. And then I told her, is her husband named David? And she said, yes, that's her husband's
yeah.
name.
Right.
And, like, I could pick up things like that, but with certain spirits, they don't, they're just personal, you know?
Right, right, right. Well, I seem to have that problem with a lot of people that I call, and they say that my mother doesn't want to communicate, you know?
She don't. And I don't know why. Maybe the timing's off. Let me check. Is it the timing? Is this the time? Okay. So it's saying it's not the right timing tonight for that.
Okay.
For that
when message. When might be the right time?
When is the timing? She's saying that you're going to get this message in a dream.
you're going to get it in the dream.
Okay, so I'll dream that she's giving it to me.
Yep. She's going to reveal it to you.
Is there anything?
This guy came over. He's like, you know who I am, but I ain't going to tell you. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to tell me? Well, I find out that, yeah, this goes a little bit deeper than your understanding, but he told me that I would find out, and I did. And it was basically a past life experience that I had in a past life where he was a sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
And came through into our dimension, and yeah, I found out what it was.
Right.
And I wasn't ready for it yet at the time, because he said mentally it would disturb me.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense, you know?
And it does, because I've been seeing a lot of weird shit lately, and it has been kind of intimidating, you know?
Yeah, right,
times.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for your mind to conceive what's going on, especially when you're not at that level or conscious of it, you know?
Right, right, right. Yeah, I heard that. So she doesn't want to say, there's nothing she wants to say to me.
Is there anything you want to say? She's saying, why do you want to know this message? So why do you want to know?
Because
so
it proves to me that she's there and she remembers.
She said, okay. Is there anything you want to tell us about the message?
Or anything else?
Or anything else? Yeah, she's saying something about something being stolen. I don't know what she means by that. Was there anything taken from you?
No, but, you know, Adrian, her heart, diamond heart necklace, what happened to it? Because when she died, she didn't have it. And I don't know what happened. She wore it her whole life.
Uh-huh. So maybe it was stolen.
Huh?
So maybe what she's saying is somebody took it.
Okay, so that's what she thinks happened?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody took it.
Okay.
Who was it? Or who was involved? Do I need to go to the wall chart? Saying yes. Okay. So she wants to find out who was involved.
Yeah.
Who was involved in this? Did she have a friend?
Not many.
She's bringing up a friend.
I don't know who that would be. Cause around,
what about an
a what?
What about an uncle? Like a relative or something?
They had all died. I mean, all her brothers and sisters had died.
Did you have a friend?
Not that was in the house or anything.
She says it's with a friend.
Really?
I don't know.
Could it have been my sister?
Anybody related?
thing, no.
No. I don't know who that could be.
Did she have a friend that died?
Yeah, long, long ago, before the necklace disappeared.
Before the necklace disappeared?
Oh, yeah, way before.
Okay, so she's, maybe that's who it was. Because they can come into our plane and steal things, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Like the fairies. That's why it brings up different people.
Hmm. Okay, so the necklace just went into some other realm or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything she wants to say about my brother, Louis?
You what?
My brother, Louis.
Well, what do you want to know about Louis?
What does she think about what he's doing?
She don't like it. It disgusts her.
Mm-hmm.
She's laughing. I don't know why. She's saying, oh, she's laughing because I told her about her friend stealing her jewelry.
Oh.
She said she knew. She wanted to find out if I knew. She was testing me. She wanted to know if I was a real psychic.
Yeah, right.
She's a tester.
Yeah, no, she would be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have anything else to say to you that would be, like, you know, something that I could take back to everybody else with. As proof that she still lives. I know she still lives. But, I mean, some connections.